Hi, this is Annie Peak, and I'm joined today by my colleague Olivia Doyle. We're International Student Advisors at Swinburne University, where we provide assistance to international students. We have developed a support program for international students considering working in the food delivery industry, and also for those already involved in the industry. This program is designed to help international students with road use, personal safety, workplace rights and responsibilities, and maintaining a work-life-study balance. Food delivery work is a relatively new type of work, and there are some challenges in terms of getting involved in the industry. So our aim is to ensure that students doing the work stay safe and comply with the law. The full food delivery training program is designed to be run by international student support staff at education providers across Victoria, either as a webinar or workshop. We have developed four podcasts as an introduction to the full training program to give you some introductory insights. And this will be available to education providers via Study Melbourne or Swinburne in December 2020. This podcast focuses on workplace rights and responsibilities. We're joined today by Utkarsh, a recent Swinburne University Master of Construction Management graduate who has been doing food delivery work alongside other part-time jobs since he arrived in Australia 2 years ago. Utkarsh is going to share with you some of his food delivery experiences and, along with Olivia, give you some insights on his experiences as an Australian worker and independent contractor. So over to you, Olivia.
Thanks, Annie. When doing research for this program, we surveyed international students and they identified that understanding their workplace rights and responsibility was an area of concern for many. Some typical feedback from students included, "I didn't understand I'd be running my own small business," and "I wasn't aware of my work rights and was reluctant to ask questions of my boss." It's important that international students know their work rights and responsibilities. Many students get involved with food delivery but aren't familiar with the Australian workplace rules and a range of other laws which impact on this new form of work. New food delivery workers tend to sign up with an online food delivery platform, and they are not traditional employees, but are actually independent contractors who are running their own small business. In contrast, other food delivery workers are actually directly employed by the restaurants and cafes and are classified as employees. So this can be a little bit confusing. The food delivery program provides some useful guidelines on these topics and more. Now, Utkarsh, I know you've been involved in food delivery work for a couple of years. You're now signed up with Uber Eats and you've also had other jobs in retail. Can you tell us a little more about your experiences in the Australian workplace?
Sure. Thanks, Olivia and Annie. It is hard to get a job when you arrive in Australia, and it's even harder in the COVID environment. I haven't experienced exploitation, but I've heard that other international students have been exploited with things like unpaid trials, being paid in food rather than money, and even had low rates of pay. Some of the international students don't know their work rights, and it's important for them to know about this.
Yeah, thanks, Utkarsh. I agree with you. When you first arrived in Australia and started work, did you understand the different work categories and the work rights that went with each of those?
To be frank, I didn't know different types of job categories, and I wasn't familiar with the difference between part-time, casual, and independent contractor. There are different rates of pay and responsibilities that I wish I had known about. I've had friends who have been underpaid and exploited by employers. So when I first signed up to Uber Eats, I didn't think I was running my own small business, and I had to be responsible for things like tax and records that I had to keep.
Working while you study provides you with some great experiences. You learn about Australian workplace culture, get paid to develop important interpersonal skills like teamwork, planning and organising, professional communication, problem solving, basic admin. And when you're looking for professional employment after you graduate, you should include your part-time jobs on your resume, which I know is a surprise to many students, but employers really value the experiences and skills you're developing. Utkarsh, what are some of the skills that you think you might have gained from working in the food delivery industry?
Oh, Olivia, it's been a great experience, and it's easy to overlook the skills I've learned. But some things that come to mind are like people skill, communication, and of course, I learned a lot about Melbourne and the Australian culture. The main thing is I can now able to manage my time, and it helped me a lot coming out of my introvertness.
Oh, that's really good to hear. And I think a lot of students disregard all those really valuable soft skills that you learn from part-time jobs. But as mentioned, we know that international students are vulnerable to exploitation in the workplace. And one area we focus on in this module is a term called sham contracting. And that's where an employer attempts to disguise what an employment relationship as an independent contractor situation, when in fact the student should actually be an employee and getting the associated benefits of being a worker. So, what are the benefits of being an employee? You get a minimum rate of pay, and for a casual worker aged 21 plus, this starts at the moment, as of November 2020, at $24.36 per hour. Superannuation is another benefit, and the employer is responsible for things like taxation. Whereas, Ukash, when you were working as a delivery partner, you're part of what we call the gig economy, and you use your own vehicle or bicycle and are independent in terms of the days, the hours you work, but you don't get a regular income.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Kash, as you've worked as both an employee and an independent delivery partner, what are some of the differences that you know about and the challenges of each of these types of work?
So as an independent contractor, there's a lack of work security and there are no teammates. And you kind of feel isolated and you need to work a lot about your documentation, such as having proper insurance, completing your tax, BAS, license requirements, and understand all the road routes on your own. Whereas employees, you just do your work. You have a fixed routine. And unlike the independent contracts, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't have to manage your tax, find transport. You just need to be aware of your work rights. So it's a bit confusing at starting, but it works out well.
Yeah, look, I've heard those sorts of comments from other students. So thank you. I just want to highlight there is a range of support available for students. And in the module, we explain the support available from places such as JobWatch, one of the partners who helped develop these resources, but also the Australian Tax Office, the Fair Work Ombudsman, and more. So it's a really helpful module for you to complete.
Thanks so much, Olivia and Utkarsh, for these insights into the Work Rights and Responsibilities module, which is part of the Food Delivery Work Training Program. We would encourage you to participate in the full training program that is available for all international students. So contact the International Student Support Area of your education provider for more information. This training program has been funded by the Victorian State Government under the 2019 International Student Welfare Grants Program, which is administered by Study Melbourne. The program has been developed by a consortium of partners, all with a mutual interest in international student wellbeing. These are Fit to Drive Foundation, who run pre-licensed safety programs for young people, JobWatch, Employment Rights Legal Centre, DACORD, Occupational Assistance Services, Employee Assistance Providers, and International Student Advisory and Support, Swinburne University of Technology. Just a reminder that there are three other short podcasts that you can listen into that will give you some tips on road use, personal safety, along with how to maintain balance in your busy lives. Thanks so much for listening.